Hello, you're listening to URN. It's time for Touchdown, the first live show since the Super Bowl, and I'm joined by Jake Longhurst. Jake, how are you, mate?
I'm doing all right, thank you very much, Dom. I'm really looking forward to this live show. As you say, it's been since the Super Bowl that we've had a live show for Touchdown. It's been ages.
It's
really good to get back live on air with URN Touchdown.
Yeah, big week in the NFL. But today we're doing a very big special, as it's our first live show. We're going to be tiering every single NFL franchise. Now, Jake, I promise this isn't a complete copy of what we do on that Thursday show.
This is very different.
Yeah, we tier really important things like Halloween costumes, potatoes. And what do we do the first?
Different types of alcohol,
which is available on that Thursday show. Ava really did put a lot of pressure on me to make sure I made sure that wasn't a copyright. But today we're going to have a music theme, you know, because Jake is in charge of the mic. An amazing, isn't it the biggest?
The biggest student-run music magazine in the United Kingdom, yes.
Wow, that's very impressive. And you're the president of it.
I am indeed.
You've got some exciting stuff going on this evening after the show. What is going on?
We do indeed. So I also happen to run Mooch Live alongside Joe Paternoster. And Mooch Live will be happening at 8 o'clock until 11 o'clock in Mooch for free with cocktail deals, loads of great music. There are three bands playing tonight. So I reckon you should get yourself down there after you've listened to the URN Touchdown Live special.
Right, so the music tonight, because often I'm blamed for not having any taste in music. Maybe that's because I only listened to one album, that album being Divide by Ed Sheeran.
Yeah, I think that might be a somewhat valid point.
I just don't believe in music. But we're going to go for 1969 as our year of choice, because it's the last time the Jets won the Super Bowl. Now, you're probably wondering, what are the names for our tiers? It was quite fun. So at the top, we've got Super Bowl worthy. Then we've got Peri Peri Spicy. Then we've got Depends on the Day. You know what I mean?
Depends on the day. Could not.
Dreading Every Sunday, so a bad team. And then It's a Tank Job, which means for our UK listeners, a tank is where you go especially bad. I almost swore.
Yeah, something tanks is gone under, it's finished. Yeah. So Tank Job, you know, same idea. If it's a tank job, it's gone really nasty.
I'll tell you what isn't a tank job. The mic this year.
The mic is not a tank job. You know what else isn't a tank job?
What?
This song we're about to play.
Yeah, that is such a... that was bad.
It was very bad.
But I just think there might be a few suspicious minds going on the NFL locker room this week.
We're caught in a trap. I can't walk out. Because I love you too much, baby.
On campus.
And online.
This
is URN.
You're listening to Touchdown, University Radio's only American football podcast, only ever in history. Jake, it's quite a big brag, that, isn't it? No one has ever done an American football podcast until me and April started it up in first year. It is the second longest running sports podcast, and now you're the new host. How are you feeling this year?
I'm feeling very good about it. I mean, I wouldn't say it feels like there's too much pressure per se, because
why?
Because I love talking about it, so I don't feel too much pressure.
That was cheesy.
But also, there is a bit of pressure that comes with it. No, there is a bit of history to touch down.
It's a great podcast
with some previous brilliant
hosts
in April.
Now you're trying to button me up. That's not happening.
Oh, of course.
Right, let's talk about the NFC East. That's gonna be our first rank in tier. So just to run through the tier list again, we've got Super Bowl worthy, Peri Peri Spicy, Depends on the Day, Dreading Every Sunday, and Tanking. So let's talk about the NFC East. One team that has taken everyone's interest is the 6-0 Philadelphia Eagles. Eagles fans have been starved of any success for so long, getting that Super Bowl under Nick Foles, and it's now that post-Super Bowl era. Can they be a Super Bowl worthy team again, Jake? What's your thoughts?
I think so far this season, they have shown no reason that they shouldn't be Super Bowl worthy. So they are cautiously looking like one of, if not the team to beat. They are, I remember, the only unbeaten team.
Yep.
And not only unbeaten, obviously, they've won every game. We've had a couple of draws now. So one, two draws. But they are completely unbeaten. They've won every single game. So they are cautiously looking like they should be cruising to the playoffs.
Yeah.
And Super Bowl worthy is not out of the question.
I agree. I agree that they're cruising towards the playoffs. Jalen Hurts has been certainly quite good. His rushing figures have been solid. He's quite a mobile quarterback, but also a good Armsman himself. Six Super Bowls? He's not won six Super Bowls.
That would be impressive.
That would be impressive. He's thrown six touchdowns this year. The Philadelphia Eagles are fifth in defense. Now, that should, to me, say, you know, doing quite well. The quarterback rating's the ninth best in the league with a fifth-ranked defense, looking quite good. I don't think the Eagles will reach the Super Bowl.
Really? Why now, so?
Well, they're the last undefeated team, like we talked about, and that holds a lot of pressure. Do you know the last year an undefeated team won the Super Bowl? The last team to be undefeated went on to win the Super Bowl.
I do not know.
2006. 16 years ago, the Indianapolis Colts under Peyton Manning, one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time, it took that much for him to go on with a great roster. Jalen Hurts is such a young competitor. Peyton Manning, obviously, so much older, so much wiser, had seen so much before.
Ridiculous
him.
Experience, yeah. As well.
Indoor as well. Now, that makes a lot of difference because the Indy Dome basically keeps, well, it's a fresh pitch, nice to throw on. It's good
it's
for
also, it's constant. You yeah. know what you're expecting yeah. whenever you walk out onto that pitch.
Whereas Philadelphia, as
oh,
a climate.
It's Philadelphia.
Yes, Philadelphia. It's an interesting place. Also, I don't want to bring karma into this in any way. Guess who might be starting to support the Eagles?
Oh, no.
Oh, no, indeed.
Oh, Dom.
Erin from EcoFrenzy is starting to support the Eagles.
Miss Verlacue, of all people.
Verlacue, not Verlacue. Someone's
Miss Verlacue, of all people, and supporting the Eagles.
It's supporting the Eagles. Now, I've got a family who support the Eagles, so I...
Yeah, but have they been supporting them for a while?
Yeah, before
See,
they married into the family. See,
that's
married
not
in.
So bad.
Yeah.
But Erin supporting them
yeah.
now, that's poor. I'm sorry, Erin, I might have to have words.
Also, just a note on the Eagles' schedule. They've had a few cupcakes. I mean, for one, they played the Lions. I'm sorry, Jake, as a former Lions fan yourself.
Yeah, I'm a Lions sympathiser, which is really unfortunate.
Yeah, they've made it tricky for themselves, 38-35. Then going on to beat the Vikings, fair play. That's a big
24-7,
win.
Good win.
Kirk Cousins, I think that was a primetime game, so is that really a game for him? Kirk Cousins, yeah. We know, still hasn't won a primetime game ever in his career. Then thump the Commanders.
24-8, again, a very respectable win.
But it's the Commanders.
Also true.
Beat the Jaguars. They're an okay franchise. You never know what's coming up with them. Beat the Cardinals. That's very respectable.
That's a very good. Very respectable. That's a very good result. Yep. It's not a bad win either. 20-17, that's not a massive win, but
held
good win. They've held themselves in tight. Yeah.
Beating the Cowboys. I believe that was with Dak Prescott, so that's relatively big. Oh, no, that would have been the last game for Cooper Rush, sorry. So, you know...
Still not bad, but
that's...
And 26-17, again, not a bad scoreline.
Yeah, but if you actually look at their schedule, Jake, Steelers, rubbish. Texans, rubbish. Commanders, rubbish. Colts, so up and down. Packers having an awful time of it. Titans and Giants, those two tricky games.
Giants are actually looking really good now.
I hate the Giants.
The New York area, they've got to be absolutely loving life.
Totally agree. Where are we going to rank the Philadelphia Eagles in our tier list?
Minimum spicy.
Oh, yeah.
But
do you want to put them in the Super Bowl?
Shall we put them Super Bowl now and we can come back?
Yeah.
If need be, we can come back.
If only I could actually see the Eagles logo. This is great radio. It's there. We've got it. Fun fact about the Eagles logo. It's the only logo in the NFL to face left.
You are completely right. Oh, my goodness.
And it's also got an E in it, which is a slight, you know, I do offer good content. New York Giants. Let's talk about them. An exciting franchise coming over to Tottenham Hotspur, beating the Packers and remain 6-1 with a win percentage of 857 with one loss at home, no losses on the road, a win streak of 4. Jake, what do you think about the Giants? Spicy?
As I was just saying, the New York area is looking lovely for all of their teams. The Giants are one of those teams that are really endorsing that area. And they look really strong right now. 6-1 is a very respectable win percentage. Mm. And frankly, the only reason they're not at the top is because they're in the same conference as the Eagles.
Mm.
So, you know, you're never going to be at the top when you're against a team who's unbeaten because they've lost one. And they've only lost one, but they're still lost.
Yeah.
But they look very strong. And, I mean, they beat
some good teams.
They beat some very good teams. And they only lost to one team, the Jets, who are also looking very good this season, bizarrely. Again, another New York team.
Yeah,
but they've beaten the Packers, which, you know, never a bad game.
Well, yeah, beating the Packers, beating the Ravens at home. The Ravens, who I thought had down as a Super Bowl worthy team, went on to beat the Jaguars as well. Jay, looking at the teams they've got coming up next, the
Seahawks
Texans,
nothing,
Lions,
Texans, nothing. Lions,
those three games they could easily get to 9-1. The Giants could be 9-1.
The Giants could be 9-1, and the only game that I look at right now that is a genuine struggle is Giants Eagles.
Mm.
However, at that point, if you're 9-1, well, they'd be, by that point, they'd potentially be 11-1 if they're playing Commanders and they beat the Cowboys. If they can beat the Cowboys, that should be 11-1.
Yeah.
If they're 11-1 coming into the Eagles, they've got to feel on top of the world.
Really good team. Saquon Barkley beginning to rush. They look an exciting young team that's developed and developed. The grit is something I absolutely love. Giants, for me, I'm going to say they're peri-peri spicy.
You need a bit of mayonnaise. I would not disagree at all. I think that's very much straight in there.
After we do the NFC East, we're going to have to talk about your Nando's order because I want to know what it is.
Oh, okie dokie.
Cowboys have just come off the back of the return of Dak Prescott, finding themselves 5-2. Cooper Rush did a really good job at keeping them up. Only a loss at home and a loss away, a solid win record. If we actually have a look at them, Ezekiel Elliott is sort of coming back, but they're not the Super Bowl team they could have been a few years ago.
I mean, you know, they've beaten the Seahawks in a very tight game and they're not anything special.
Mm.
They lost to the Bucks, which, I mean, the Bucks are a good side.
Well, were.
Were.
Yeah, before.
They were till recently.
Yep.
The Bengals, again, not a massive win.
Especially at that time of the season as well.
Beating the Giants.
Solid. That's
very, very respectable. Yep. Fair play. But then, you know, they lost to the Eagles, which was expected. They beat the Lions, which you would expect.
Yeah.
So they've not had any massive results other than the Giants. Yeah. That's the only one that I look at and, okay, that's good. So I can't say they're not Super Bowl worthy.
No.
Certainly not for this tier list. Peri-peri even, I think, might be a bit much.
I'd say the teams that stand out to me on that run-in, the Vikings, that is not a primetime game, so we know Kirk Cousins will deliver. Eagles away on Boxing Day. Oh, that could be interesting. On Christmas Eve, sorry. That could be interesting. They're still to play the Giants away from home. So I'm going to say they're a good team, possibly. We've seen what they've had with their backup quarterback. Now you've got to let Dak have a go. So the Cowboys, for me, are peri-peri spicy.
No, you know what? We could go with that.
Yeah, there's quite a lot of mid-ranking teams. Now, the Washington Commanders, utter rubbish.
I mean, they're on 3-4, so they're not doing as badly as they could be, but I think there's a bit of luck in there, I'll be honest.
Yeah, beat the Packers this week in a game that I genuinely
don't
switched off.
Don't know how they've done
that. I was like, well, this can't happen. This isn't going to happen. It was one of the maddest results. And the Packers really struggling at the moment. But they've even lost to the Lions.
Which,
the
Commanders. I mean, frankly, that deserves to put them down a couple of ranks.
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to say this might be our first bad team.
I would agree.
I think also with what's going on behind the scenes in the boardroom, Dan Snyder trying to sell secrets about the NFL.
Also just everything that's gone on with them recently. They've got such a tumultuous period right now. Mm. They're struggling in many ways. Not just on the pitch, off the pitch, in the boardroom. Pretty much everywhere that it counts, they are struggling.
Mm.
I don't think they deserve to be any higher than at least the, you know, at least depends on the day, and even then that's really very genuinely quite nice. I think dreading every Sunday is fair.
I think if it
I don't say fair, they're quite tanking because 3-4.
Yeah, 3-4, and if it wasn't for that win against the Packers, I would have arguably put them in tanking.
I would probably have agreed, but a win against the Packers is pretty good. Yeah. So
there's literally stories of the Washington Stadium leaking toilets, the ground sort of falling apart. It's an absolute mess in Washington. Things need to get sorted out. But Washington's come back from years of scabs and all that sort of stuff. So if any team's going to do it, it's probably the Washington Commanders, but it's a long road to do. So, Jake, what should I not do?
I don't know, Don. What should you not do?
I shouldn't build you up, Buttercup.
Mess me around, and then worst of all, you never thought. no more. Why do I need you so? Baby, baby, try to find a little time. I'll make you happy. I'll be home. I'll be beside the phone waiting for you. Ooh, ooh. Why do you build me up, buttercup, baby, just to let me down and mess me around and then worst of all, you never call, baby, when you say you will. But I love you still. I need you more than ever.
You're listening to Touchdown, the only student podcast around the NFL from the UK. We're doing songs from 1969, the last time the Jets were a Super Bowl franchise. I'm not sure why I'm laughing. The Jets are doing better than the Finns this year. Right, we're going to move on to the NFC West. Jake, the Seahawks, apart from Geno Smith, they're not great, but they're all right.
They're on 4-3. You know, they've got a 571, so they're not looking bad.
Yeah.
But, you know, when I got into NFL, which would have been about 6 years ago now, they were kings. You know, they were on top of the world. Everyone wanted to be a Seahawks fan. I'm not that cool. So my mum went to Michigan University, so I supported the Lions. But then I visited the States and watched a Jets home game. Yep. So I'm now a Jets fan. But I supported the Lions when I very first started, which didn't help. Yeah. The Seahawks, they're amazing. And now look at them. They're a mid-table team.
They're quite average. I mean, fair play. Letting go of Russell Wilson was a big call. Moving him to the Denver Broncos. And Geno Smith has had an absolutely amazing year. The defense, it's all right. DJ Metcalf still firing. Tyler Lockett too. It's an okay team. Marquise Goodwin as well. Sorry, almost forgot him. They're okay. They're doing well. Whether they'll actually break the playoffs, I mean, they're in quite a good division. McCaffrey's just moved to the Niners, which we'll talk about later. But you look at their schedule, it's not easy. You look at it, Jets throwing out to me, Niners, Chiefs, Rams, Raiders. It's tough. It's tough for the Seahawks.
Well, the Bucks, if they turn up as well. So they've potentially got a really nasty schedule ahead of them.
Mm,
I mean, finishing off with a couple of hard teams, Chiefs and Jets right near the end, that's not fun at all.
Especially when you need a win. That's when it can really matter, those schedules. Because if you have
it's
at the start,
those last few weeks when everyone is, you know, you're petering out, you need those wins to push yourself up.
Yeah.
You can really make or break your season in those last 3-4 weeks.
Mm.
And they will struggle.
Depends on the day.
I would say no higher, yeah.
Yeah, depends on the day. Our first team so far, the NFC... What are we on? Sorry.
I believe we're in...
We're in the West. The Rams. West. Super Bowl hangover. Yeah, sorry, you're coughing. I'll give you a break. Three changes in the offensive line. Jared Goff gone to replace by Matt Stafford, who's now looking a bit more like Jared Goff. Cooper Kupp still trying to do his best, but they're a bit hungover.
They are very hungover, and I don't really know what's gotten into them, because they looked so good.
Yeah, and last year.
And now they have, again, they've really tailed off. The Super Bowl hangover is a real thing, and this is a prime example of it.
Yeah, I think if you actually look at, they've got one of the best wide receivers in Cooper Kupp. Aaron Donald is an absolute beast.
I mean, he's incredible.
Yeah, the only 99 rated player on Madden, which says it all for you FIFA fans out there, that is like having Ronaldo, Messi, probably Haaland. Yeah, absolute peak. Ryan Yates. It's absolutely...
Oh, Ryan Yates. But Ryan Yates all the time.
Yeah, Ryan Yates all the time.
Because Stafford as well. Yeah. Like, when he's on his game, he's really good. Like,
yeah.
When he turns up and is playing his best, he's a very good quarterback. But he has not at all recently.
In fairness, that's because he's got so little time on the ball because the pocket's always breaking down. But the big thing for me, they got rid of Von Miller. Got rid of Von Miller. Miller, who was a Super Bowl winner with the Denver Broncos.
Quite rogue. I was not expecting that.
And I think it said they've had their Super Bowl window. Fair play. But in the NFC West terms, I'm going to say...
Again, I would say they're a solid, depends on the day, no higher.
Yeah, I don't think they're making the playoffs. Also, they don't really have that home advantage. Most teams do.
Green Bay. Yeah. If you want home advantage, that's where you go. Yeah. They have none of that.
San Francisco 49ers find themselves 3-4. A losing record, but with Christian McCaffrey, the only white running back in the NFL.
Which makes all the difference.
He stands out a little bit more, in fairness.
True.
Stands out, not only for that, and also the fact he's absolute wheels. He's doing quite well, but he's just moved to the San Francisco 49ers with Jimmy Garoppolo. The Niners, interesting team. Very interesting team. Did so well in the last stretch of last year. They've had a bit of an interesting season. The Battle of Midway, where they lost to the Bears after being 10 up and
I'd
just
say,
rain.
Again, this is a tumultuous period for them. They looked really very strong at the end of the last season, and again, it's all fallen apart.
Yeah.
Which is a shame. They're a bit of a classic team. Yeah. They've got a very classic logo.
Yeah.
And they embody a lot of what, like, you look back
area.
At them.
Yeah.
They're very much, they embody that area. Mm. And they're not doing anything for it anymore.
Yeah.
So they're a bit disappointing to watch for me.
I'm going to say they could. I think Garoppolo needs someone in front of him to sort of keep him operating, give him room to throw over.
He needs space and time.
Yeah.
And he doesn't have either of those things right now.
Yeah.
Give him the space and give him the time. He could become quite a smooth operator. But till then, I would say they're... Depends on the day at best. Mm.
Debo Samuel as well, George Kittle. They have got good players. Nick Bosa is a good team. They are just a little
bit... They've got all the ingredients, but they haven't mixed them together quite right.
Lovely.
To use a bit of British Bake Off, they've got a soggy bottom.
They've got a soggy... They're a soggy bottom franchise, which depends on the day. That's funny. NFC West, the final team, the Cardinals. Rubbish. They're absolute rubbish.
Yeah, I can't really disagree with you. I'd say they've got... Surely, Dom, they've got to be dreading every Sunday.
I think they're dreading every Sunday. They've got some big wins over the Saints, but losing to pretty much, I don't know, they just don't...
I mean, they lost to the Eagles, naturally. They lost
just
to the Rams, which, I mean, not a bad result for the Rams. Mm. And, I mean, losing to the Chiefs, again, predictable.
Mm.
They've got nothing in the bank that looks anything wild. They've got nothing that, if I look at it, it doesn't look like they've got any wild cards who could turn up and just wow us.
Well, in fairness, DeAndre Hopkins has come back, but he's at an age now where
he's not a wild card. Yeah. You don't look at him and think he could.
He's dependable. He's so dependable, and he can do some great catches. However, with his age, his injury, I just don't think he's got the match fitness to keep on producing and making Kyler look good.
He's not going to turn up week in, week out, and just pull out a blinder naturally. He'll pull out a blinder once every 3 or 4 games not weekly.
Yeah.
And you can't have that in a team like this. You need someone who can turn up and play brilliantly weekly. He will play well weekly, but that's it. He's past his best.
Yeah, I'd agree with that. JJ Watt, also another former Texan. He's okay, but is he what he once was? I don't think so.
Not
so the Cardinals...
Close.
Are going dreading every Sunday. We're going to move on now to the NFC South, as I'm just trying to get it up. NFC North even, why not? Vikings.
Spicy. I mean, Vikings have got to be spicy. They're on a very nice 6-1 again. So they're one of the top. They're one of the top franchises in the NFL at the moment.
Yep.
And also, I mean, I like their logo. I like their colour.
You
their
like
purple,
the logo.
Just like URN.
Yeah.
So we've always. I think we've got to have a little bit of love for the Vikings.
Yeah, I think they're doing quite well.
They've had a very respectable season. So
beating the Packers, beating the Dolphins. They have got quite a tough coming up period. They still need to face the Bills.
Big game against the Lions there.
The Lions. For a moment there, I genuinely thought you were serious. Bills, of course, Cowboys. Patriots at away, the Jets looking good, the
Giants
Colts,
as well looking
Giants,
good.
Giants, Packers away.
Packers away is never easy.
So I'm going to say, I think they'll reach the playoffs. They've got a tricky road. We know Kirk Cousins struggles in prime time. I ever told you I've beaten Kirk Cousins in a throwing competition?
Oh,
no,
never, Dom. Never mentioned it.
I'm going to put them in Perry.
I think put them at the top of Perry.
I'd agree with that, yeah.
But still Perry.
Yeah,
because they have a tough run ahead, so they've got to really pull it out of the bag to get to the... I don't think they'll have to pull it out of the bag to get to the playoffs.
I think
but to get to the Super Bowl, I think they'll need a bit of work because they'll be battered after that last few weeks.
And also, the Vikings have a historic rate of losing in Super Bowls. And I just don't think Kirk Cousins has quite got what it takes.
He's not got Super Bowl factor.
He's not got Super Bowl factor, no. Green Bay Packers, it's an absolute mess.
How have they messed it up this hard?
Should we go through their last four results?
Go on, let's have
losing
a look.
To the Washington Commanders.
That's abysmal.
Abysmal. Losing to the Jets.
Not
badly
that abysmal
at home.
At the moment.
At home. 27-10.
And also, frankly, getting sourced on that hard.
Yeah, sourced guard.
The Jets were absolutely rinsing them, and that's just embarrassing.
Yeah. Then a loss to the New York Giants.
And then their only win in the last four being against the Panthers, which was their least recent of all of these.
Yeah.
And it was a very tight game anyway, 27-24. So, and was that one at home as well? So even then, they've got a home advantage and they're barely beating a very mid-table team.
Yeah.
They really need to up their game.
I just don't see...
They're not going anywhere right now.
Do you not think they're making the playoffs? In the song break, we'll need to find the last time the Green Bay Packers did not make the playoffs. But I do agree, they're looking a bit stale. Oh, it depends on the day.
Yeah, they have to be right now.
Yeah. Chicago Bears just came off a good win, but they just don't have it, do they?
Well, have they ever recently, really?
That's a very good argument. I mean, they find themselves 3-4, same record as the Packers, in fairness. One win in their last four.
And lost three of their four away games.
Yeah, they don't. There's nothing really to say about it. I can't really think of anything good. Justin Fields is a okay quarterback. He's good at organising a game to an extent. He's a growing talent. But look, Raquan Smith is probably the second best player. Montgomery's good. I do like Montgomery, but is he the future for the Bears franchise? I don't think so.
I don't think many of their players are the future. I think they need a bit of a reshuffle.
Yeah.
They're looking quite average, if not worse.
Mm.
There's again, nothing there to impress anybody. You're not going to look at the Bears on match day and think, oh, but they've still got something to form there.
Yeah.
It's not like you look at some of the Premier League teams. Like, you look at Man U under Erik ten Hag. Yeah. Obviously, this is the team I know best.
Yep.
And some of their early games, they didn't look great at all. Their first two games were appalling. But then the Liverpool game changed everything. And they're like, oh my goodness, there's a team in there.
Yeah.
You look at the Bears, even in the games they've won, you've not looked at them and thought, there's a playoffs team hidden in there somewhere. There is no gem to uncover here.
Yeah. They are currently ranked 30th against the rush in yards overall and 31st for interceptions. That's the Giants. That's completely the wrong stat. This is a really hard grid to read. They are 31st in rush yards conceded. 31, they're the worst in the league for rush attempts defended and 29th in the league for defending touchdowns. You need a solid defense. The run is how you win after Thanksgiving. When football's cold, when you're playing in Chicago, people are going to run on you. You can't be that weak at home against the run. So for me, the Bears are looking dreading every Sunday.
Yeah, they're not quite tanking. They're still 3-4. We know who's tanking.
The
team I sympathise with, a team I will never not have a bit of love for. The Detroit Lions, you are proudly our first tanking team. Yeah. I love you, but please get better. Not that they ever will.
No, they never will.
They are perennially bad, but I love them for it.
Not the worst defense overall in the league. Oh my God, there's so much red on this. 31st in the league. Bottom of the league for pretty much most important stats, including points conceded.
But they are fourth for passes attempted.
because you need to throw like three passes and you're there.
I'm gonna take that as a win for the Detroit Lions. That is a 10 for effort.
Jared Goff.
So
Detroit
Lions, you're up to I'd say super worthy on the fact that they're 10 for effort.
Yeah,
absolutely. But on a level, guys, the Detroit Lions, I love you guys. I love you, Lions, but please get it out of the bin.
We're going to play some songs from 1969, as it was the last time the Jets won a Super Bowl and maybe the last time the Lions were competitive. It's Sugar Sugar by the Archies. The listeners, we're playing songs from 1969, the last time the Jets won a Super Bowl, but we're going to talk about one of the worst divisions in football. Now, this is going to be basically, are we putting them in dreading every Sunday or tanking? Buccaneers, Tom Brady, this is the worst record he's ever had since 2002. He finds himself 3-4.
People at URN who are younger.
Oh,
than
my
that.
Days.
This yeah, is the so worst. True. This is the worst that they've ever had, and he's been playing longer than they've been alive.
Yeah, that's mad.
Appalling.
That's mad.
So, Bucks comfortably dreading every Sunday.
We talked last episode about how it's actually a little bit sad now. We love a pantomime villain, and you look at...
And also, we love a pantomime hero.
Yes.
Tom Brady, for different people, is a hero or a villain, but the one uniting factor is you love him for some reason. You either love him because he's amazing and you love watching him like a Messi or Ronaldo character, or you love to hate him.
Yeah.
But there was always some love involved because he was just so good at what he did. And now he's not. And it's sad to see.
Yeah.
So I think check out our last episode for that one.
Yeah, very good.
Because we talked a little bit more in depth about our feelings on Tom Brady and the Bucks.
Yeah. I think their win over the Cowboys, sort of, that's harsh. What happened to Dak and the whole mess of Cooper Rush in that first game, fair play. Beating the Saints, we're going to get onto that. Packers beating them, it's a sign that something's coming. 41 points dropped on them by the Chiefs. You're thinking, ooh, okay, what's going on here? Defense was one of their big, big mainstays when they won a Super Bowl. Then just scraping past the Falcons and losing to the Pittsburgh Steelers and Carolina Panthers.
And 21-3 against the Panthers. That's appalling. So, yeah. Dreading every Sunday, mate.
Yeah,
I agree.
They don't find themselves... where are they in the defensive rankings? They're sixth, but I just don't believe that. I feel they could easily be taken down. I'm sorry. I'm going to have to disagree with the NFL here. They're not the sixth best defense.
They're really not. They're leaking at points. Like 21 to the Panthers.
Yeah.
You're not the sixth best defense.
Without Christian McCaffrey.
Can concede that many points from the Panthers, you are not the sixth best defense.
Totally agree. I just think they're a bit of a joke, really. Then we're going to move to the Falcans. I know there's another joke. I know there's people listening in Atlanta. Hello, limbs and things. This is quite an interesting team. Marcus Mariota looking a bit spicy, but bar that, I just don't think we need to worry too much about the Falcons. One team is going to have to get out of this division, and I think the Bucks have got enough quality in them through Tom Brady to get through, and I don't think Brady's missing the playoffs.
Probably.
Yeah.
But let's not push ourselves. They are the same record as the Falcons. So, frankly, that division is anyone's game. And whoever gets through is most likely not getting anywhere in the playoffs.
Should we say dreading every Sunday?
I think probably so.
We've had two teams in the NFL history who have had losing records and made the playoffs. Could we see another with this one? We then have the Carolina Panthers.
I mean, my brother's a big Panthers fan.
Is he?
And
he
got into NFL about 2015 or so when Cam Newton was looking really good.
Yeah.
And he supported them ever since. Mm. And now my support of the Jets has vindicated and his support of the Panthers, his glory supporting days are over.
I mean, we look at the Panthers, it's an up and down. There's quite a lot of average they're playing here.
Up and down at best, though.
Yeah. Bengals, Ravens, Seahawks. Okay, they are playing the Lions. Buccaneers too, and the Saints.
Any horrific games coming up? You don't look at any of those and think, "Oh Lord, that's 41-5 to the other team."
I think maybe the Ravens game, if the Ravens can click, but they just aren't at the moment. So I'm going to say, I'm going to put the Carolina Panthers in dreading every Sunday.
I don't think they're tanking yet.
If they didn't beat the Bucks last week, definitely tanking.
And to be fair, their run of teams that they've got playing, I think, helps them as well, because that's not a horrible run.
Yeah.
Even for a bad team, it's still a doable run. You can get some wins there.
Yeah. Whereas you look at the Saints, our next team at 2-5, playing the Eagles, playing the San Francisco 49ers, playing the Rams and the Ravens, the New Orleans Saints might have a tough season. I think this might be their second year without Drew Brees. Or is it? Is it? I don't know. I genuinely don't know. But it's such a mess for them. They relied on Drew Brees to get them out of so many holes in the path. They still don't know what to do. So for me, the Saints are going in tanking. I don't think they'll get more than 5 wins this year.
I really doubt it. I think even 5 might be a push.
Yeah, they don't look good. They don't look good.
They really do not.
Now we're going to go to the AFC South.
The AFC South. Ooh.
It's a good league. Do you want to start at the bottom? We started at the top.
Let's start with the beautiful, beautiful, and by beautiful I mean horrific Texans.
Texans, bless them. Absolutely,
poor bunch. Feel bad for your fans of the Texans right now.
Both of them. You feel sorry for absolutely both of them. Davis Mills, your quarterback.
Is there anything special there?
There's literally nothing.
No.
I'm looking. They are tanking. They're absolutely tanking. Bless them.
I don't know how they even pulled a draw off.
Yeah, that tie was bad. So in the tanking column we have the Lions, Saints, and now the Houston Texans.
I don't think there'll be many more in there, but there's still, I'd say, one or two that could potentially slide in.
Yeah, the Jaguars looking a bit spicy, but you know, not a good team.
Well, they've got a losing record of 4 in a row right now.
Yes.
So tanking might be accurate for the moment, I can't lie.
But they've played some solid teams. Apart from losing to the Texans.
But yeah, playing the Giants, I mean, the Giants are good, and they had a very respectable scoreline there. 23-17 against the Giants.
And then beating the Colts. It's not bad.
And they held the Colts as well.
Held the Colts to it. And the Colts have Matty Ryan, so they're not a bad team.
They've just played badly.
Yeah.
They've got some ability. They've just had some really abysmal performances.
I will be seeing the Jaguars this weekend at Wembley. And now usually we do our NFL. So what new fans should look out for sure, win of the week and legend of the week. Now that will come up a bit later. But what new fans should definitely look out for from both me and Jake is an ITV NFL game, 1:30, due to the clocks moving backwards. You get an extra hour of football this weekend, lads. So it's going to be a 1:30 kickoff at Wembley. The first game at Wembley in over a year in the NFL. Cannot wait. It's going to be an absolute massive occasion.
It's going to be gorgeous.
I'm so excited to go and enjoy American football once more. The Jaguars, are they going tanking, dreading every week?
Unfortunately, Dom, I think they might have to be a tank.
They're a tank. Ooh, interesting. I'd say they're dreading every week, but we'll go with you because, you know, you saved me. Because this time last year, you know what? I wasn't sure if we were going to have a podcast. I was worried, and you've come in and saved me.
He was worried. He was quivering in his boots.
Much like Matty Ryan has saved the Colts. That was bad. That was bad. 3-3-1. A 500 winning record. Just came off the back of a loss. The Colts. Now, my housemate from Middlesbrough, who's a big Rams fan, big NFL fan, said on paper they should be winning the Super Bowl, but they're just so average. Losing to the Jaguars.
They're painfully average. Yeah. Like, they really could be doing well.
Yeah.
And they just aren't at all.
I think they're dreading every week. They could move into. Depends on the day.
They're 3-3, you know, with a cheeky draw at the end. Mm. I think they are currently dreading it on the day because. No, not dreading it on the day. They are the Pens.
Mm.
Because they have quality. They really have quality. They just haven't been able to show it off often enough.
Can I say why I think they might be in trouble? These are the teams they're about to play.
Oh, Patriots, you might make a good point.
Eagles, Cowboys, Vikings, Chargers, Giants. That is 6 tough games. So I think we're going to have to drag the Colts down to dreading every week. They're not making playoffs.
Yeah, you know what? I'll agree with you there.
Yeah. Okay, we're moving on to the Tennessee Titans. King Henry is being fed at the table. The Tennessee Titans, Derrick Henry, has been an absolute beast this year. Ryan Tannehill, my former quarterback, is looking okay. After a massive defeat to the Buffalo Bills, they've started to switch on with a win against the Raiders.
And also, frankly, losing to the Bills, allowable. We can let that slide.
Yeah.
They're also 4-2 at the moment. And, I mean, the next game, they're playing the Texans. That's a walkover, surely.
Yeah.
Chiefs, hard, hard game.
Yeah.
But the Broncos, I mean, that should be all right. The Packers away would, you know, oh no, that's really scary. Mm. And now you're not worried.
Yeah.
The Bengals, that's
Bengals,
nice.
Bengals is spicy. Bengals could go either way.
It could, but Bengals at home, I would say they should do all right there.
I think also games finishing with the Chargers and the Texans and Jaguars, it's possible they can make the playoffs.
I think it's definitely
possible. They're not Super Bowl.
I mean, an Eagles game, again, don't get me wrong. Yeah. They don't have it easy, but they've got potential. They've definitely got some spice in there.
Piri piri spice. Now we're going to move on to the AFC. That's the NFC North. Oh, my days. I love computers. They're just so helpful. AFC really North. Are. Right, we'll start from the bottom again. The Steelers, for the first time since 1990, will not make the playoffs.
Not a chance. 2-5. I mean,
I feel sorry for Kenny Pickett. He's been given a tough job following on from Ben Roethlisberger, who, yes, its powers were declining, but they might be dreading every Sunday.
Unfortunately, Dom, I think the Steelers really are dreading every Sunday.
Or are they tanking? Could they?
I don't know if they're quite tanking, but they're not far off it,
yeah.
Admittedly.
Okay, should we have a look at who the Steelers are playing?
Let's have a peek. That might be our decider.
Yeah, because, you know, they've got...
They're playing the Eagles.
Playing the Eagles.
That's always a Saints great start.
Is a... Okay, so let's look at the tough teams. Eagles, Bengals, Ravens, Panthers, Ravens again. I'm going to say they're in bad, not terrible.
No.
They're not...
Their lineup of teams to play is not horrific. They could definitely get some points in there. They could get some wins.
Yeah.
They've got some hard games, but only a couple.
Yeah. Browns. Browns look...
Again, 2-5. They're really not special.
They're waiting for Deshaun Watson. Now, no matter what you think, he's playing, which personally I don't agree with, but innocent till proven guilty, I suppose. But it's just such it's such a bad thing for the league.
Browns are also, again, on a record of 4 losses on the bounce.
Yeah.
Their form is appalling.
There's no momentum for Deshaun Watson to come in and lift them. If they wanted to make the playoffs, and with Nick Chubb, it's possible next year that will have a really dynamic offense. But I just think the Browns, my poor Browns lads,
they're dreading.
I love the Browns, but with their move to get Deshaun Watson, pan, just it's bad. Now we move up to the, well, I'd argue the spicy Bengals. The spicy Bengals, looking quite good. Looking quite good.
They're not looking bad, that's for sure.
Yeah.
They've played all right. I wouldn't say they're anything wild because they've definitely had a bit of a Super Bowl hangover.
Certainly.
Not quite the same as the Rams, actually, bizarrely.
Yeah. I think that's the offensive line. The offensive line is so important. But you look at Joe Burrow, Jamar Chase, they're starting to link up.
There's some really nice linkage in there. To be fair, I will absolutely give them that. They've definitely got some spice in their team. Mm. Are we going to call them a spicy team, Dom?
I'm calling them spicy.
Perry?
I'm calling them spicy. And you look at their defense, which I know we disagreed with.
Yeah.
Why is it never on the list when you need it to be? Can you see the Bengals on here? Yes, they're 10. Oh, no, they're 11. They're joint 10th with the Bears. That's the wrong way around. The Bears are definitely not as good. I think Jamar Chase can just destroy any team.
Jamar Chase, on his day, is almost uncatchable.
Yeah.
So he's a really good option. Joe Burrow, again, Joe Burrow's played really well on his day. He's phenomenal. He said a naughty word there.
yeah. Let's be this is nice and PG still. I'm going to say they're a spicy team. They could go on. I think they might make the playoffs and do something a bit fun, but I just don't think they have it in them. The Ravens. What are the Ravens? They cannot hold a lead. Two massive defeats in the last quarter at home. The home record is pretty atrocious. 2-2, despite having given up 21 points to the Dolphins in the final quarter. The Ravens, for me, are a solid team. I don't think Lamar Jackson can do much for them. I think they're spicy, but I don't think there's much more to say on them. They could do well.
They've got potential, that's for sure, but I don't think they've got anything more than potential right now.
Yeah. We're slowly running out of time. This does feel like holding on to a lead with the Baltimore Ravens.
It does indeed.
So we're going to go to the AFC West, and let's start with... Should we start at the bottom again?
Let's start at the bottom again.
The Broncos. Let Russ cook. No, he's giving everyone salmonella. These lot are tanking. The Russell Wilson's been an absolute failure for the Denver Broncos, and they go into dreading every week, joining teams like the Broncos, Steelers, Colts, and Panthers, with many more. You know what? Washington might have to come down.
Washington may just have to come down. Yeah. I remember I visited Denver, and this was not too long. This was 2019, so they were still looking all right back then. I remember when they were amazing. They were... When did they make the Super Bowl?
2016.
2016, yeah. So they were, you know, when we went out there, they were still looking like a decent side, and I don't know how they've, again, caved like the Seahawks, but they've just absolutely fallen off a cliff.
Yeah. Raiders. I don't think, again, not much to talk about. They're going to go in the dreading every Sunday.
Yeah, I like the Raiders. I really do. I like their kit. My dad's a very big Raiders sympathiser. When he watched NFL in the 70s, the Raiders were one of the teams to beat. So
I don't think
he always liked them, but there's nothing there.
Las Vegas isn't a home for them yet. Oakland was a home for them. They don't have...
They had a fortress.
They had a fortress, and now they've got a really shiny fortress, which we all know is absolutely useless.
Yeah.
It's nice to have a nice ground, but what's it going to do when your whole thing is rock 'em, sock 'em football? The Chargers, winning team, 4-3 record, doing okay under Herbert. I almost called him Hubert. With Keenan Allen, Mike Williams, and Khalil Mack, Austin Eckler too. It's a good team.
There's definitely potential. I don't know if I want to put them in spicy, though, I'll be honest.
I think that depends on the day.
I think they've had some performances where they really haven't shown anything.
Yeah.
And equally, they've had some great games.
Yeah, and it's just... It's spicy. They're not quite spicy. I know what you mean. They don't have that kick you'd expect from a Chargers team.
There's nothing down the back of your throat after watching a game. You don't come away with a little bit of a tingle.
Yeah. They're halloumi. They're halloumi
with a tiny bit of salt and paprika. Yeah.
They're nice. Good to watch.
Delicious.
Lovely uniforms.
Lovely.
But are they filling? Definitely not. We're going to move on now to the best team. Probably the only team. Oh, no, there's one more team after this. Kansas City Chiefs. Got to be Super Bowl worthy.
I think. I don't really know how they've lost two games. Like, they looked so good even in those games.
Yeah.
So it's quite disappointing that they have lost. I've got a very close family friend of ours who's diehard Kansas City fan.
Yeah.
And... I mean, he is really excited for this season, and for good reason.
Yeah.
They look really strong. They are tough to beat, home and away. I mean, you've got to say they're in for a good shot.
Yeah, you look at their running. It's quite nice for a team of their calibre. You've got Jags in there. You've got the Chargers. You've got the Broncos. You have got the Raiders, and you've got the Broncos again.
And the Texans.
Oh, this should be a cakewalk. Patrick Mahomes in the playoffs once again.
Surely. Yeah, surely.
Right, the AFC East, the division we know the most about. Let's start at the bottom. New England's starting to look okay. They're starting to look okay.
But no more.
But yeah, I think they're mid-tier. I'd say they'd easily beat the Bucks. I'd say they'd easily beat the Cardinals. I think, especially at home, they've got that home field advantage of
it being
cold. They
do definitely have a home advantage. Yeah. Like, they have got that fortress kind of style going now. It's Bill Belichick, not the best too. In the league, yeah. But it's definitely up there.
Bill Belichick too, meaning they've got always that bank of knowledge. Now, I know, Patriots fans, it's not been as easy as it once was under the mystical days of Tom Brady, but you're getting there fairly this
you're
time.
You're walking without, up the hill.
Walking up the hill instead of having someone drive you up there with an amazing coaching and deflating balls. We go to the third best team in the AFC East, the Miami Dolphins, who are looking spicy. Tua Tagovailoa is coming back, but the Dolphins, okay, it's interesting. I don't know whether to rank them or not. I really want to believe in them this year. I think they've got the weapons too. Jalen Waddle is looking really, really
good.
Waddle
does not waddle.
Waddle does not waddle. Waddle runs.
Waddle absolutely sprints.
Yeah, I'm going to say for that, we're going to believe in Tua.
Shall we believe? Yeah. Let's put them spicy.
Spicy.
Go on.
Right, now, the New York Jets. Go on.
My Jets. Go on, my beautiful Jets. Dom, do we reckon they can do it? Do we reckon they can do it?
I think they're making the playoffs. I think at least wild card.
They've got the Bills in their division. Yeah. But surely they're a wild card. I mean, they're looking too good to not be there. And frankly, let's check out their run. Let's see what they've got coming up.
Let's see who the Jets have got. But can you fill for a little bit?
Of course I can. I mean, again, as a Jets fan, this is the most beautiful, beautiful season I've seen in a very long time. I've been supporting them for, I think, 7 years now it's been.
Yeah.
And this is the first season I've been supporting them where I've actually genuinely been very excited. Mm. And looking at their run, okay, they've got one nasty game against the Bills.
You've got to play them twice a year. They're in your division. Then you move to the Patriots. That is not an easy game, but it's a game you should be winning.
They should be winning that. Vikings. That should be nice. Mm. Vikings, okay, it's a hard game. I think they should win, though.
That's when we see if you are a playoff team.
They can beat the Vikings, but then they also have the Lions, the Jags, the Seahawks. I don't think there's too much in there that should be worrying them.
If they get to 8, they're in a very good position. And then it's those games where if they can pull off a win,
I'd say they've got to be up there in the Super Bowl. But for now, we'll put them spicy because they're not a guarantee.
I totally agree.
And then the Bills.
We've got our third Super Bowl worthy team, the AFC representing, with two AFC teams looking for a Super Bowl worthy team. So we'll go through our Super Bowl worthy teams. Our tier list are the Philadelphia Eagles, Kansas City Chiefs, and the Buffalo Bills. Moving to the petty spicy teams from the Giants, Vikings, Cowboys, Titans, Bengals, Ravens, Miami Dolphins, and New York Jets. Depends on the day, your mid-tier. We don't know what's quite happening with them. You've got your Seahawks, your Rams, your 49ers, your Green Bay Packers, your Chargers, and your New England Patriots. Dreading every Sunday. These fans do not want to watch American football at the moment. They're going to have to pray Thanksgiving offers good turkey. You've got the Cardinals, Bears, Falcons, Buccaneers, Panthers, Broncos, Colts, Raiders, Steelers, and Browns, and then the tanking. The worst teams of all, the Detroit Lions, the New Orleans Saints, the Houston Texans, who are definitely at the bottom of that list, the Jacksonville Jaguars, and the Washington Commanders. What a show.
Dom,
unreal show.
What a beautiful show. We've ranked every single team in under an hour. That's a very good job. Very nice.
We definitely, again, have not copied this from that Thursday show. Jake, plug anything you want to now. What's that?
Well, I mean, if we've got a couple of American listeners, then tune in British time, 11 p.m. on a Sunday evening for University Radio Nottingham Mashup. That is my show. I play predominantly heavy music, but I mix it up all around every week. So there's a wide variety of music, but it centres on my true love, heavy music. And also a little cheeky plug to University Radio Nottingham's own Repercussions podcast.
Lovely stuff.
Hosted by myself and the head of station, Jack Napton, by drummers, for drummers, with drummers. We interview drummers of big bands, small bands, any bands.
Medium bands.
Mm. Massive bands, tiny bands, whatever bands you can think of. If their drummer wants to talk to us, we'll probably have a chat.
Yeah. I think drumming is like being in the offensive line. You need to be there because otherwise everything goes to absolute pot.
A lot of people don't appreciate them, but without them, you'd be finished.
One last thing, we've only got a minute left. This slot was nominated by the SRAs for Best Sports Programming. 10 podcasts were in this slot last year. This nomination means so much. Like the amount of work everyone put in last year, so hopefully we can bring that home. It means so much, and just thank you to the... thank you to the Academy.
And thank you to the listeners.
Thank you to the listeners. Now, very good point.
One thing I can say we both have in common is...
Oh, come on. We've
got this for the Dolphins. We've got this for the Jets. Dom, how do you feel about the Jets?
It's Led Zeppelin. How do you feel about the Dolphins? Whole lot of love. 1969, our year of choice. Thank you so much for listening, listener. Go well and keep it your own.